One time, Dad really had, I should call him Papa, had an awful experience. They left the horses, have some green grass in the pasture, which really was not done very much because they always were penned up. And one of those horses fell down a deep ditch, and the ditches could get very deep at home because it was black, loose dirt, and erosion took place. So the horse had been down there a while and worked itself in that mud and tried to get up, but it couldn't get up. I suppose it even had broken legs and everything. And Dad didn't know how to help the poor thing either, so it had to be shot. That was really sad, because I knew he always tried to keep the ditches full of brush or pressed out molasses cane or something that would make the dirt kind of stay when the rains came and washed and washed. But this deep one he had not taken care of. But after this, he worked it so no cow or anything could fall down that place. If a cow had a calf in the pasture, she'd be someplace all alone, behind some trees or kind of in a ditch too, and she'd be hiding. And when we'd get the cows home at night, we'd miss her and had to hunt for her and then bring her home, and the little calf would hobble along and back. Oh, the pasture brings back a lot of memories. There were wild cherries, and we loved to eat them. And there were peaches, kind of wild, but they were really good to eat and for drying. Then there was one apple tree there. We called them hull apples, ditch apples. And they were good, too. I don't know, Johnny Appleseed sure didn't put the seed there, but it got there somehow or another. Then we, and Elmer, when he was young, he played in there lots of times. He even played golf in there. He had a hedge ball as his ball, and the thin hedge poles that had different shapes, he played with that. He played hockey there with tin can and a homemade bat of some kind, I don't really know. But we had our skating parties on this pond when it froze over. And when we'd get company of young folks on Sunday afternoon, somehow or another we'd always go to the pond to take pictures, because we could see double. We could see the reflection, and sometimes you wouldn't know which way to turn the picture, upside down or the other way. It was very clear. But that's the way we spent the Sunday afternoons, just taking pictures with a box camera and fooling around like that. One time when the airplanes were or something new, one landed in Stinkle's field. And he'd give rides for $1. And that was quite an excitement. I know we walked all the way from my home to their home just to see him. We didn't take rides, no. And and the farm, there was always lots of fruit in summertime. We'd have the apricots. Oh boy, they were good too. They were small to pick and high up in a tree. So Dad would take a tarp under the tree, have all the children hold each corner and even in the middle. Then he'd go up and he'd shake. That way they wouldn't fall in the dirt and we wouldn't have to pick them up, and they'd often mash as they arrived, and the tarp would keep that away. Then we had the cherries, lots of them. The cherry trees grew right on the place where the bricks were burnt for the first house that stood there. And then those bricks were used as an insulation for the next house. Then we had quince trees too. They made very good preserves. And you needed preserves a lot because you didn't have bologna or cheese or things to put in the sandwiches for the men in the fields, but those preserves, they didn't soak in the bread and they tasted very good. And Flora sometimes would cook quince, and the juice of it would be a good setting lotion for your hair. Then we had lots of damson trees. They were kind of set in a square. There were four trees. Damsons, they were really good too. And they made good preserves, which were used for the sandwiches. Then there was a pecan tree. And we always had plenty of those because the tree was close to the house and we'd watch that we'd get them picked up as they fell down. And we didn't have too many squirrels so that they didn't eat the nuts. We did have some.